Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is a News.com newsflash.
A $51.80 donation to charity could send a Los Angeles newlywed to prison for 20 years. News.com has learned the reason is due to what the woman supported and where. Spa manager and ballerina Ksenia Karolina is behind bars in Russia, accused of supporting Ukraine's military. Karolina, 33, was born in Russia but has lived in recent years in California. She became a United States citizen in 2021. Russia's TASS news service released a video on Tuesday, February 20th of Karolina in a courtroom in handcuffs. Her face was blurred for unknown reasons, and it's not clear when the recording was made. The video also showed her being forced into a car by someone who appeared to be a soldier. The Daily Mail reported that Karolina was arrested outside a theater in late January on charges of swearing. The Russians call that petty hooliganism. FSB security agents reportedly then found Karolina was raising money for Raisin, a charity based in New York that says it supports a secure, prosperous, and democratic Ukraine. A transfer of $51.80 from a U.S. bank account to Raisin now is considered high treason, as Russia approaches the second anniversary of its special military operation in Ukraine. The FSB claims Karolina was proactively collecting funds since February 2022, with some of the money used to purchase tactical medicine, equipment, weapons and ammunition for the armed forces of Ukraine. Raisin admits online that it delivers tactical medicine items through its Raisin Heroes program, along with hospital supplies. But its mid-year 2023 impact report says nothing about providing weapons. According to the Daily Telegraph, even though Katerina's fundraising apparently occurred in the U.S., the FSB detained her for acts against the security of our country. Karolina returned to Russia in recent weeks to visit her parents. She was arrested in her hometown of Yekaterinburg, the city where Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was arrested almost a year ago. A treason conviction in Russia can bring a maximum sentence of 20 years. The odds are against Katerina. 37 people have been convicted of treason since the start of 2023 out of 63 arrests. Raisin has yet to comment on Karolina's arrest. But some are speculating the Kremlin may be collecting U.S. suspects to make another prisoner swap. News.com reported in January about the arrest of U.S. resident Robert Woodland in Russia on drug trafficking charges. He's believed to be a dual citizen, as Karolina is. The Russians exchanged basketball star Brittany Griner in late 2022 for Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout. News.com noted at the time that many U.S. voters opposed the exchange in opinion polls.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
News.com.
News.com.